Life Skills Academy shut down in the middle of last month, sending at least 66 students to other schools. Only one student attending the K-8 Academy during the 2012-13 academic year scored proficient in reading or math. Over the roughly 20 years of the taxpayer-funded voucher program, several schools have suddenly closed. Democratic State Senator Chris Larson of Milwaukee says despite more money flowing to the voucher program and its expansion to other school districts, the oversight issue isn't fixed.
It's time after 23 years of dealing with this that we finally learn the lesson and finally add some accountability to these taxpayer-funded voucher schools.
Larson says the oversight problem is on top of many voucher schools not seeing better test results than the public schools. He says he hopes the Department of Public Instruction is able to recover the $200,000 in taxpayer funds Life Skills Academy received through December. Jim Bender of School Choice Wisconsin says the money was not wasted.
It's not as if the money wasn't going towards education. We can have a discussion about the quality of education, but nonetheless, the payments are broken up into four different segments of the year. I think as part of the reason why, in case a school closes in mid-year, it doesn't get any more money.
Bender says his pro-voucher group hadn't been working closely with Life Skills Academy. He says he doesn't support every voucher school and says it appears DPI was right to start questioning Life Skills Academy. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.